Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday of Advent, Year C. Our readings today are taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 11, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Today we light the second candle in the Advent wreath. It represents faith and is called the Bethlehem candle. The prophet Micah had foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is the birthplace of King David. The second candle is purple to symbolize preparation for the coming King. Let us pray. Lord, Advent is here. But so are family tensions. Advent is here, but so are dysfunctional relationships. Advent is here, but so are old habits. Advent is here, but gone are people we love. Advent is here, but old baggage still exists. Advent is here, but Lord, you say, do not fear, for I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Lord, you say, peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give as the world does. Do not worry or be upset. Do not be afraid. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to hear your voice. Touch us once again. Give us courage to be your beloved. Give us courage to choose joy. Amen. And we have our hymn, O come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Let us pray as we pray the collect for the second Sunday of Advent. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection is entitled, A Calling Fulfilled. A Calling Fulfilled. In the Old Testament, God called individuals to do special tasks for God. Some approached the task with caution, others with resignation, still others with enthusiasm. We note, however, that as the individuals responded positively to the call by God, they not only completed their life's work, but made a significant contribution to the relationship between the nation of Israel and their God. Moses was called to go to Pharaoh, the leader of the powerful nation of Egypt, and God said to him, "So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. David was called from the fields as a shepherd to be king of Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, we read, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward." The prophet Jeremiah was called to be a prophet of Israel from his mother's womb. "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you and appointed you to be a prophet of the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In the New Testament, God called John the Baptist to a special task from his mother's womb. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 17, Luke records, "But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will call him John. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and the power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Luke chapter 1, verse 13 and verses 16 and 17. When God calls, God equips, God commissions, and God sends. In our gospel for today from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, John begins his task for God. It is to prepare the way of the Lord. Luke chapter 3, verse 4b. John the Baptist takes on his task for God with zeal, commitment, and passion. Luke records, "He went into all the regions around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Luke chapter 3, verses 3 to 6. John had the unenviable task of preparing the way for Jesus, the Messiah, the promised one. John was ready for the task. His appearance reminded the people of the great legendary prophet Elijah. That alone would attract their attention. John's preaching was fiery and direct. He understood that he had to make the path for Jesus not only straight but smooth. He had to fill the valleys of doubt about the coming Messiah. He had to flatten the mountains and hills of skepticism and disbelief. John had to make the path for Jesus straight to enable the people to be ready to accept the Messiah when he arrived. John had to make the way smooth for Jesus by preparing the people spiritually, by baptism for the repentance of their sins, so that they could be ready and open to receive Jesus, the Son of the living God. It was a task that John readily accepted and fulfilled to the best of his ability, as the evidence shows. John, while baptizing the people as a sign of their repentance, pointed them to the one who was greater than he was. He said plainly, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and the fire." Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John the Baptist did his task so well that after Jesus was baptized and affirmed by God as the beloved Son and anointed with the Holy Spirit, he would just walk, as Matthew records, by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. What would cause these four individuals to leave their livelihood, their trade, their families to follow Jesus? John the Baptist has certainly succeeded in making the path straight and smooth for Jesus. John in his gospel records that it was John the Baptist who pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God to Andrew, who spent some time with him and would proclaim to his brother Simon, "We have found the Messiah." John chapter 1, verse 41. John the Baptist fulfilled the task for which he was born, the task to which he was called, equipped, commissioned, and sent. Can we say today with some level of certainty, "I am doing the task for which God has called me, the task for which I was born and received the gift of the Holy Spirit"? If we cannot answer yes, then let us ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead us to our life's work, and having determined what that is, do it with zeal, commitment, and passion, following the example of John the Baptist, so that one day we will hear at the second coming of Jesus, when he comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to judge the living and the dead, that event for which we are preparing during Advent, the King of Kings will say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen. Let us pray. Father, just as you sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus, help us to clear the path in our hearts too. Show us the distractions in our lives that prevent us from all out worship of you this Advent. Lord, we await your coming. As we celebrate the first Advent, the first coming, we look towards the day when we will see you face to face. We imagine what it will be like. Give us hearts, Lord, that look for your coming on a daily basis. Help us to live our lives where we constantly seek your presence. Our offering to you today is our righteous life, for we know we are only clean because of Jesus. Show us today how we need to be refined, purified, and forgiven. Give us the strength to ask for forgiveness and to then change our ways so that we can remain faithful disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, we need you now as we prepare for Christmas. Be born again in us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to hear your voice. Touch us again. Give us courage to be your beloved. Give us courage to choose joy. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, On Jordan's Bank. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray, God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord Almighty bless you, preserve you and keep you, give you peace, perfect peace, courage in every endeavor, lift up your eyes and see his face and his grace forever. And may the Lord, Almighty God, bless, preserve, and keep you today and always. Amen. And remind you that you need to continue to, in this time of the pandemic, to worship, to wash your hands regularly, to watch your distance, and to wear your